Reformed Church.
A cool example of even when it comes to like our reactions and things, and just how like good works just come out as you know Jesus for yourself. A lot of people don't realize this, but if you read Romans 4, God was teaching Abraham about the resurrection, the new earth, and things of that nature. I know I've been through that in like the New Earth series that I did, or actually it was called Enter New Earth. And Romans 4 explicitly goes over that. The fact that the thing that Abraham believed, the promise that Abraham believed, was that he'd be made heir of the world. And all that means is that God was teaching him about the new earth. And also he says that he believed the God that gives life to the dead. And so clearly God was teaching him things about the resurrection age, but more so that Abraham believed in that chapter. It says Abraham believed that what God had promised, meaning the new earth, what God had promised, he was also able to perform, which means that he understood that the new earth wasn't just some thing, some recreated thing off in the future, but it was something that even when the new earth is created, we know that it's coming from on the inside of us. And Abraham knew he had access to that power in his time. This is well before the cross. So I think that's a really awesome thing, that he recognized that the resurrection was not something like Martha. Like pastors, they were just teaching recently, right, that when Jesus spoke to Martha about the resurrection, she goes, oh yeah, I know he'll be raised on the last day, right? She was putting off her receiving, thinking that she had to wait to receive. Or Abraham, who lived thousands of years before Martha, believed that what God had promised regarding the resurrection, he was also able to perform. You see, it's a much different thing than just saying, oh, there's a promise that, you know, there will be a new earth soon, versus saying, I believe that what you've promised regarding the new earth, you're able to perform in me. And that's actually why Abraham's body was given life from the dead, because he saw the life from the dead that the new earth would receive in the age to come, and he knew, I've already received that, and I can benefit from that now. And so that's what gave life to his body, to give him youth, and Sarah also gave him youth and vitality to be able to have children. And so anyway, just because a lot of people believe that the promise that Abraham believed that allowed him to have a child was the promise that he was going to have a child. Like, he believed God he was going to have a child, and therefore he did. But the promise he believed was the things regarding the new earth, and that God was able to perform that in his body. But as God was teaching him all this about the resurrection of the dead and life from the dead, and because Abraham's body was dead, and so when in a case like that where someone's body is too old to have children, what does that person need? Resurrection. Resurrection means giving life back, right? Just the life of God is meaning it's sustaining you in life. So it's, you know, it's just maintaining you, sort of. Where resurrection is giving life to something that's dead or something that's not working, right? So that's why it's called resurrection, when Abraham receives that vitality to his body. It's the same life of God, just two different purposes for the life of God. One is maintenance and one is bringing it back into a state of life. But it's both are as easy, right? One is not harder than the other. It's the same life of God. It just has sort of two different effects. But anyway, Abraham was believing these things, and you even notice all Abraham was doing was just believing and growing strong in faith, as Romans 4 says. These are all quotes from Romans 4. He was growing strong in faith, just believing God. He wasn't concerned about the works or the reactions or anything after that. He was just believing God. And then you'll notice that years later, when God actually asks Abraham to offer his son Isaac, Hebrews says that Abraham knew that even if, I don't believe that he thought God wanted his son dead, but he knew that even if he were to get up on that mountain and actually kill his son, he had told his servants before they even went up, we will both come back to you. He says, we will go and worship, and we will come back to you. That phrase is such a powerful thing, because your average Christian that thought that a family member was going to die would not say, we will come back to you. Think about how powerful that is, because sometimes you read right over that. You don't realize what he just said. God told him to go offer his son as a burnt sacrifice, which just, you know, don't allow any crazies to convince you that God told him to do that. God doesn't want anybody to die, especially not for you to offer somebody up. But at the time, though, God had said that to Abram and to Abraham, and for him to say, you know what, I don't believe that God wants my son to die, but even if I went up there and I offered my son up as a burnt offering, we're both coming back to you. God didn't tell Abraham, oh, you're both coming back. So how could Abraham have reacted to that situation so gospel-centric that way, to be like, we're both coming back. I know my son's going to live. Even if he dies up there, actually the Bible said that Hebrews 11 said that he counted that God was even able to raise Isaac from the dead. How does that happen where you just react to a circumstance like that way? Family member, he knew, may die, and he was like, you know what, even if they die, we're both coming back to you. The reason that his reaction was that way is because he just grew in his faith. Faith has fruit. Faith has works. That actually, the whole offering Isaac up thing, that's actually the work that James names as a work that followed Abraham's faith. But the thing is, even beyond that, works definitely follow faith, but it's like, you know, just focus on Jesus. Those things come naturally. You can't fake that. You can't force that kind of fruit to come out of your mouth. Where Abraham says, no, we're both coming back. Like, you can't force that kind of thing. It just has to happen by the knowledge of Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you in that. Faith always bears fruit, but it's about the faith. It's not about the fruit. Yeah, when you get your believing right on Jesus, it automatically produces the right thing out of your mouth and automatically produces the right thing in your life. But to try to get your mouth right and to try to get your life right when we know it comes from faith is putting the cart before the horse. So just get focused on Jesus. What you say is automatically going to, you know, fall into line. And what you do is automatically going to fall into line. It's true that James says faith without works is dead, but that doesn't mean do the faith and the works. That means just get the believing right, because if the works aren't in place, it's because there's something wrong with the faith. And that's all that is, right? So get your believing right on Jesus, and any fruit that needs to be born out of your mouth or in your life will be automatically born, same way with Abraham. He reacted right to that circumstance simply because he had been believing, growing strong in faith, as Romans 4 says, and then by the time that instance came around where God tested him and tested his faith, Abraham reacted correctly to that circumstance because of all the things that he was already learning, right? So just want to throw that out at you. Faith produces the fruit, and you don't have to produce the fruit yourself, right? You just get focused on Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.